Maybe there's something to this show. Because before this, I was kind of like, I don't really like, I'm, like, it's like, okay, but I like don't really get it. But then this twist was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Something's going on here.
Yeah. So I'm still confused. Like, who is this lady?
Same.
Is she like her evil twin? Or is she like a, I don't know, like this... a ghost? Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Kuron.
Kuron premiered on June 10th, 2020 on Netflix and ran for one season. It follows twins Daria and Mauro as they return to their mother's eerie small hometown in northern Italy.
Yes, a supernatural Italian show.
Yes. It's unclear how it's supernatural at this point, right? Yeah. Like, we don't get definitive. Like, it seems to be, like...
spirits or something?
Yeah, like, I was going to say, like, haunted of some... like, yeah. Some sort of haunting?
Demons, maybe?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Goodness. It was creepy is what it was. But... yeah, I hadn't heard of this show. It is a Netflix original. And the town that they go to is called Kuron. So that's why the show is called Kuron. But yeah. Have you heard of this before?
No, I've never heard of it before. I was honestly a little bit confused what was going on.
Same, literally. Until like the very end, I was very confused. Like, And even then.
I was just looking up Kuron to see if it was a real place.
Oh, is it?
It says there was a lost Italian village that just emerged after more than 70 years underwater.
What?
So
wait, recently?
Yes, recently. What? It came back. So
what year?
There's 2021.
Wait, after the show came out?
Wait, I guess so.
Whoa.
Wait, I don't know. It says for decades, the only sign of the lost village of Kuron was the curious appearance of a 14th century church spire rising out of the middle of the lake.
Oh, spooky. Because this says like the bell tower church is like the like scary part of the town.
Yeah. So I guess it's based on this, a real place.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I guess it's a city that's been submerged in water. And they only know that there's a city down there because there's a church spire in the lake.
Whoa. Wait, that's weird. Wait, let me look up where
So it says that the Netflix series is based off of this city and it's inspired by this, like, sunken village.
Interesting. Oh, okay. So when they say northern Italy, they mean like this is like the border of like Switzerland and Germany.
Oh,
not okay, Germany, so it's, Austria.
It's really northern.
Yeah, it's like on the border, like on a lake. Yeah, okay. Because like I was trying to be like, oh my god, what if my family's like from that area? But I'm like my family's like from like northern Italy, but like Pisa area, which is like much more southern than that. It's like Pisa is like on the peninsula, and this like Kuron is like much more inland.
Interesting.
Anyways, I feel like we need to go to Italy. Just like cleanse, you know?
I'm not sure why it's reemerging. Maybe the water level is just getting lower.
Global warming.
Yeah. Yikes. Like, they're just losing water. Yikes. I don't know. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Now I'm like, if I ever go back to Italy, like, I kind of want to go to Kuron now. I mean, if it's on the border of, like, Switzerland and Austria, I just got to hit them all, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say it's, like, a little bit out of the way then. But if you're, like, going to go to Switzerland, then you might as well.
I mean, I got to try some, like, Swiss cheese, some Swiss chocolate, you know? Is Swiss cheese from Switzerland, or is that just, like, an American thing that we call Swiss, like, French fries?
Wait, I'm assuming it's Swiss, but...
I don't know.
I mean, like, French fries are not French, so...
Exactly.
Yes, Swiss cheese is... cheese is made in Switzerland.
Oh, amazing. Okay, cool.
So it's, like, not just our version of Swiss cheese with the holes in it. It's like,
gotcha.
Swiss cheese. Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
no more Swiss. When you get into character breakdown, we have Anna Reina, played by Valeria Bilello, and she is the main protagonist. She's like the mom of our teens, and she grew up in Curon. She got kicked out as a teenager, it seems, and then now is coming back with her kids that are teenagers. Then we have Thomas Reina, played by Luca Leonello, who is Anna's father. He owns a hotel in Curon, which is like how her family made money and like where she lived growing up. Then we have her twins, Mauro Reina, played by Federico Russo, and Daria Reina, played by Margarita Morchio. Notable things about them: Mauro is hearing impaired, is what Wikipedia said. I don't know if that's the proper terminology. He wears hearing aids.
Right.
And he's the younger twin. Daria is the older twin. And yes. She's like, he's much more subdued and she's like very loud.
Yeah, they do give older sibling, younger sibling vibes, even though they're twins.
Yeah.
Like Daria's like a lot more like forceful.
Yeah. And she's like very protective over him as well. I imagine like since he is disabled, there is that piece as well.
Yeah, she's sticking up for him.
Yeah. Then we have Davide and Giulio. Giulio Asper is played by Giulia Brizzi. And then Davide is played by Sebastiano Fumagalli. And they're just like boys at school that I guess become friends with Daria at the end. But like they're kind of bullies in the beginning.
Yeah,
they're
frenemies.
Maybe. Yeah. And then we have Mickey Asper, played by Juju DiDomenico. Mickey and Giulio are siblings. And Mickey is Daria's love interest. So.
Exciting. Yeah. We already have a love interest.
Yes. In private. Yes. But yeah, that's everyone. We also have like the flashbacks show like Anna and her mom and her dad. And there's also this guy named Albert that is not really relevant this episode, but he becomes a main character. And apparently Albert and like their teacher are like married. So they don't really go into that this episode, but it's what Wikipedia said. So it's all tied. Oh, and then there's a boat guy that like hates them. So there's that.
Right. There's a lot of like random
little
characters, but it's unclear if they're important or not.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can get into the plot. In a flashback, Anna is crying at home with her parents, and her dad takes her upstairs and locks her in her room. She hears her mom screaming and runs downstairs to see her get shot. In current day, Anna moves her kids back to her hometown. Mauro flies and loses his drone when they get to town and they arrive at Anna's family's hotel and meet her dad. Thomas says they cannot stay there.
Yes, this flashback scene was very confusing. I did not understand what was happening at all whatsoever. But this is what I gathered. But okay, so we see Anna's crying. She gets locked in her room. She hears her mom screaming her name. And then she runs down the stairs to see her own doppelganger shoot her mom. What is going on here, Amy? Please explain.
I don't know. I thought it was like demons. I was like, I don't know, like maybe she's like possessed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because she's seeing herself. But like, it's also like she's wearing the same outfit too. So it's not like someone that looks like her. It's like a duplicate, like a clone. Maybe we're going back to Kylex Y times and it's a clone story.
Yeah, I was pretty confused.
Yeah.
But unclear. Yeah, we do know later that, like, her mom's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And...
And the story is that she died by suicide, even though we clearly see in this flashback that someone else shot her. I thought, but maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe it's, like, in Anna's head, kind of. You know, it's not what actually happened. Or maybe they're trying to cover it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and then apparently after this, Anna gets kicked out
of her house. And she was also pregnant, right?
Who? I missed that. Was that in the flashback?
I don't know, but I think she gets kicked out after she's pregnant or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. That checks out, because it says she was gone for 17 years and then the kids are like 17, so.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, their mom looks really young. I also feel like the casting's pretty good. Like, I feel like they do look like a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of confused.
Yeah. It's really not clear why Thomas, who's the dad, Thomas is like, you can't stay here. Get away. Go back to Milan. And it's like, what are you, like, why? Like, and it seems like even Anna doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's going on? Like, other people are living there, obviously. So why is it dangerous for them specifically?
Yeah. And also, like, people in the town don't really like them.
Right.
Like, their family.
Yeah.
So maybe they did other stuff that made people mad. Or maybe they think, like, their family's cursed or something.
Did you watch the new Black Mirror episodes?
No.
Okay. There's one that, like, kind of reminds me. Like, I was like, it's giving the same vibes. It's like a, you know, like an eerie small town.
Mm.
But I think that one's in Ireland, maybe? Obviously, this is Italy, but, yeah. It was just reminding me. If anyone has watched the new Black Mirror episodes, I think that's the second one. Yeah. But I doubt there's much in common besides they're both being in eerie small towns. But, yeah, I imagine there's secrets that are going to come up in regards to the family. Anna takes Daria and Mauro to a pub to eat dinner, but there's a blackout. Thomas comes to get them and says they can stay with him tonight, but have to leave in the morning. Thomas tells them that the candles and the crucifixes are to ward off the shadows, and they should never go to the bell tower.
Yeah, so now that we know about like, the actual city, like, it's based on the actual city, so mm-hmm. I think, like the bell tower mm-hmm. is, like, haunted, or it's cursed or something.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense if it's like a bell tower to a sunken city.
Right.
It's like, oh, what happened to those people, kind of. You know, it's like a...
So, like, do we think this is, like, as if the city had never sank? Or, like, this is, like... Because, like, this is modern times. This wouldn't be, like, before the city sank.
Right.
Because they have, like, phones and stuff. I mean, because
they have that big lake, right?
Right.
So, like... So the cities are, like, already underneath the lake. Because the bell tower's in the lake.
Oh. Stupid. Okay, I get it. I understand. I'm sorry, but it was just, like, so dark. Like, the actual, shooting of it. I feel like I couldn't see everything well. Yeah. So, okay, I missed that. Okay, that makes sense. I understand. Yeah, so I understand.
Like, yeah, maybe it's, like, haunted. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming, like, the people in the city did not die. Like, it was just, like, abandoned village. But...
Yeah.
But maybe in this story.
Right, because, like, Mauro... Okay, also, this, like, drone thing is very weird. That must come back later, but, like, I'm very confused by it. But, like, he sends out a drone in, like, the first scene, and it gets, like, lost on the lake. But he's like, it floats. I made it. It's like, okay, sure. But then, like, Thomas is like, if it's out on the lake, like, just forget about it. Like... You know, it's, like, lost forever. He's like, no, it floats. Like, it's fine. I'll go find it. But I feel like there's, like, something. Also, the pilot this episode is called The Black Lake. So it feels like there's something, like, mysterious about the lake specifically, which, like, makes, like, checks out with the, like, sunken city, the, like, bell tower, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's giving what was the Haunting of Bly Manor? Like, the lake, you know?
Yeah. There's always, like, weird things that happen in lakes.
You know, yeah, the lady, like, in the
dead
lake,
bodies and stuff.
Gosh,
monsters.
Yeah,
things
Loch Ness monster.
You.
Yeah, specifically.
Yes.
yeah, and I find because, like, apparently the town has a lot of blackouts. That's why the candles are everywhere, I assume. But, like, there's also, like, the crucifixes. So I guess Roman Catholic, duh. But, like, they're, like, war, like, crucifixes are warding off things, which I think is funny because, like, there is not, like, they're not from Italy. Like, they're from Milan, which, like, I guess maybe Milan isn't as explicitly religious. I don't know. I don't remember.
I mean, it's a bigger city. Yeah. Right? So, like, bigger cities tend to be less religious, I think, than, like, the countryside.
Right. Yeah. It's just because, like, it was, like, funny that, like, Daria comments on, like, why there's so many crucifixes, which, like, I feel like in Italy, generally, there's probably more crucifixes per, like, square foot than the average country. Oh. Because, like, it's, like, very Catholic country. And, like, crucifixes are, like, specifically Catholic, right? Like, other, like, Christian denominations don't have Jesus on the cross. Yes. They just have the crosses without the Jesus.
Yeah.
So, which is interesting. Yeah. But obviously there's a deeper reason why they're there, not just basic Catholicism.
Maybe he's just, like, really pious and...
Yeah, not like this run-of-the-mill Catholicism. They're trying to ward off some angry spirits of some sort.
Yeah, he's scared of something.
Yeah. I'm assuming. Yes.
That night, Anna has nightmares about her mom's death. Mauro hears something upstairs and goes to investigate, and Daria takes a bath since she can't sleep. Mauro tries to get into a locked room to find the noise, but Thomas says it's just because the hotel is old and falling apart. Anna walks in on Daria in the bathroom and tells her she had a nightmare. Anna goes to bed in her kids' rooms to help her sleep.
Yeah, so Anna's, like, having, like, flashbacks to, like, her mom's death, because that's, like, the last time she was in that hotel, which is spooky and, like, makes sense. Like, her PTSD. And I don't know, what is the noise Mauro hears? Because he hears it and there's, like, water leaking and stuff, but he hears a noise. But I don't know what the noise was specifically, just, like...
I don't know. I feel like it's... I don't know. Maybe the grandpa has something, like, locked away. Maybe he's, like, hiding. I don't know.
Right.
A monster?
Because Thomas...
Something.
Thomas comes out and is, like, don't go in there. It's just an old... But it's, like... I mean, I guess since it's a hotel, it's not that. So it's to have, like, a locked room because it's, like, oh, you've guests, like, wandering through.
Yeah, there's
through,
probably,
like,
a lot of rooms.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of rooms. You want to lock stuff up that, like, guests shouldn't have access to. But, yeah, Thomas is, like, don't worry about it. And he's, like, there's literal water leaking out of the door. And he's, like, no, it's fine. It's, like, it's okay. Are you sure? Like, Thomas is very sus.
Yes. And also, yeah, it's kind of weird that Anna... brought her kids, like, back to Curon. I'm like, it's so traumatic.
Right.
Even if you grew up there, I'd be like, I'm getting out of here.
Right. And it's, like, back. Implied, it's, like, to get away from their dad. Like, so she's, like, block his number. Like, it's very, like, what's unclear, like, what the dad did, if anything, and what's going on there.
Anywhere else. But
right. And this, like... hints at, like, there's this ongoing theme that, like, Anna favors Mauro over Daria, and I feel like part of it is, like, you know, a parent tends to favor the kid that, like, needs more help, like, since Mauro Mauro has, like, hearing aids, and, you know, he's a bit more timid than Daria. It, like, makes sense that the mom would, like, favor him a bit more, like, not intentionally, but, like, out for him more.
Pay more attention to him.
Yeah. But it's, like, very obvious that, like, Daria notices it. I mean, there's a scene where, like, she goes to, like, grab a coat for Mauro because he's like, oh, it's cold out. Like, you need to, like, warm up. And Daria's like, I'm cold too. Like, you're not going to get me a coat, mom? So it's, like, Daria's, like, very aware of it. And then when the mom's like, oh, can I come, like, sleep in your room? Like, Daria's like, oh, like, basically, like, gestures, like, oh, you can come share my bed. But then the mom immediately goes to, like, Mauro's bed. It's like, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I guess, Daria seems like a little bit more, like, trouble.
Maybe. Right.
She gets into trouble at school and stuff, so...
But it's also, like, chicken and the egg, right? Like, does Daria act out at school because she doesn't get as much attention from her mom? Or does she not get as much attention because she acts out at school? Like, you know, what comes first? That's true. And later, Mauro says, like, someone asks, like, oh, like, who's the older twin? He's like, oh, Daria's older. And they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And he's like, yeah, well, Daria came first, but I was closer to my mom's heart. And everyone's like, the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, well, what are you talking about?
Which I feel like it's just something, like, the mom said to him, you know? Like, it's like, oh, yeah, you're younger, but you're closer to my heart, you know? And it's, like, a consolation prize type of thing. But I think it's a bit, like, him and his mom have a special bond for whatever reason.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like enmeshment.
Ooh. Ooh, someone's been to therapy. Okay, Amy.
No, I've just been listening to other podcasts where they read, like, Reddit stories.
Oh.
And they, it's always enmeshment with the, like, mama's boys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, poor Daria.
Yeah. Yeah. The next day, Anna takes the kids to school and runs into an old friend. Daria tries to talk to a boy, but he ignores her, so she trips him. In class, Mauro introduces himself, and Daria tells the class that she hates crucifixes. Davide steals Mauro's hearing aids, and Daria punches him to get them back. Also, I can't tell the difference between Davide and Julio, so I don't know which one's old hearing aids. I just put one.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't say. Yeah, but first day at school was very rough for the twins.
Yeah.
They, like, immediately get into a fight, like, when they enter the school.
Yeah, they're, like, I think someone's handing out, like, flyers for the party.
Yeah.
And Dara's like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, what are you talking about? And they ignore her, so she's like, well, take this. And then she, like, trips him. He falls on his face.
I mean, it is rude to ignore her, but I don't know. It was just, like, an awkward interaction.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's, like, her first time meeting them.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I don't know. Not great to pick a fight.
Yeah. But. Yeah, and then they introduce themselves in class, and Mauro's like, I'm Mauro, I'm 17. And then Daria's like, I'm Daria. I don't really like any of you, and I don't know your names, and I hate crucifixes. She's, like, not like other girls.
Yeah. She's like, what's that Scream Queens quote? Like, I don't know their names, and I don't want to know their names.
Oh, I love Scream Queens. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not here to make friends, so don't talk to me.
Right.
And I think, I mean, I guess she does think that they're going to go back to Milan, like, soon. So right. She doesn't really have to try at school.
Right. And they're, like, 17, right? So, like, they were, like, probably seniors or whatever, like, the last year of secondary school is there. So it's kind of, like, going to a new school is, like, hard enough. But, like, also when it's, like, your last year. But, yeah, I mean, as we see later, it doesn't take time, too much time for her to make friends, so.
True.
But, and stealing stealing hearing aids is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, like, it seems like it's going to be a little bit harder for Mauro. Like, people are already kind of picking on him. When he introduces himself, he's kind of shy and like, people laugh at him.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, they steal his hearing aids.
Which, like, is so, like, I've heard about this happening in real life. Like, I know people that, like, use hearing aids and have had them stolen, like, in school when we were young. And it's, like, I just, like, don't understand. I guess I don't really understand, like, bullying as a concept. Like, why people do, I mean, I guess I understand why people do it and, like, why it happens. But, like, I don't know why you gotta, like, pick on someone your own size, man. Like, they're already, like, have a disability, and then you're taking away something that's, like, allowing them to, like, that, like, is an accommodation for their disability, right? So it's, like, why, I don't know, if you're gonna bully someone that, like, can hear, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but the bullies are, like, cowards, right? So they want to pick on someone who, like, is not gonna
fight back. Yeah.
So, yeah, and even Daria's like, oh, I watched Orange is the New Black. Right. You know, you have to fight back or else they're going to, like, keep picking on you.
Yeah, I was like, that's funny. Like, of course, Netflix has to, like, name drop a Netflix property, of course.
Yeah.
But that's so funny.
Some free promotion.
Right. Which is funny because this came out in 2020. Was I feel like Orange is the New Black was done by then, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. Daria and Mauro try to rent a boat to find Mauro's drone, but the man says he won't help them since he hates the Reinas. Mauro and Daria end up walking downtown when Davide and his friends stop by them in their car. Mickey invites them to a party, and Daria and Mauro hop in the car. Davide, Giulio, Mickey, and Daria go to the dock to play a drinking game, and Mauro steals a boat to find his drone. There is another blackout, and both Daria and Mauro fall into the water.
Yeah, so Daria promises Mauro that they'll go find his drone. They try, and this guy's like, ew, Reinas are the scum of the earth. I am not helping you. I was like, that's pretty rude to say to children, but okay.
Yeah. And he also knew who they were.
Yeah, that's true. Himself. That's true.
So I was like, are you spying on them? Like, how do you know who they are?
Sus. Yeah, it's like, why are you why are they, like, notorious? Like, is it just because they, like, own the hotel and, like, there's only one hotel in town and so everyone knows who they are? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe Anna's parents did some, like, shady stuff.
Yeah.
And people don't like them.
It must be tied into something about, like, her mom's death, I feel. But who knows? And yeah, so then they're just, like, walking, they're, like, going out, and Davide and his friends stop by and is like, hey, guys. And they're, like, trying to bully him again, but then Mickey's like, come to the party. And Mauro's like, no, Daria, you promised me we're going to go get my drone. And she's like, come on, we'll go to the party and we'll get the drone after. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Avi, we know that Daria is interested in Mickey from the later scenes.
Yeah.
So they go to the party.
Yes. And yeah, Daria's having fun at the party, and Mauro's just, like, sitting by himself, like, on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it here.
I feel like also, like, parties are probably harder for him just because, I mean, one, he's shyer. It's, like, he's less outgoing. But then also, yeah. Like, since it's, like, loud, it's probably harder for him to, like, understand people.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. As well. So he probably has to rely on, like, reading lips more than, like, usual. I would imagine, which is probably harder. That's just what I've gathered from, like, watching Abigail from The Bachelor on Instagram talk about not having, talking about going to, like, parties.
Frame of reference. Yeah. Like, other TV shows.
Other TV shows. But she's a real deaf person that talks about her experiences. That is true. That's, I'm just gathering from that, not from firsthand experience. But, yeah, and then they play this drinking game, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's called Possum.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Like, I was like, why is it called Possum? I feel like it should be called, like, Chicken. You know, because it's like everyone has to stand on the dock's railing.
Yeah.
And then you have to keep drinking, and then the last person to fall or, like, go, like, leave the dock lose it. Or
the first one,
last person
to leave wins. Yeah.
So if you get, like, scared or if you fall, then you're out.
Yeah, and they think they can out-drink Daria because she's from the city. And, like, it's, like, I think it's, like, a good trope when you're from the country or from, like, a small town. It's, like, all there is to do is drink. So people drink a lot more. And they're, like, oh, you can't drink as much as us because you're from the city. And then she, like, does. And it's, like, she's, like, they're, like, oh, are things boring in the city too? And she's, like, yeah, they're boring everywhere. Like, what are you talking about?
True. Yeah, and then Mauro... It's like, Daria, let's go. She's like, no.
She's like, I want to kiss Mickey, okay? Like, yeah, let me have this.
Goodbye. So Mauro goes by himself, and he goes and takes the boat that they weren't able to rent earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going out to find his drone. Like, when it's, like, pitch black.
Which he does find it, to be fair.
True. But I was like, don't go out on a boat, like, when it's so dark you can't see anything.
Yeah, and you're alone. Like, then he falls in and Daria falls in, which, like, Daria falls in, like, near the dock, so it's like, okay, like, that's the point of the game, so, like, she can get back up. But, like, Mauro's all out there alone. Like, who knows if they'll find him, which I guess we see him later, so he doesn't die, but it's still sketchy.
Yeah. So I was like, is this like a twin thing? Like they both fall in at the same time?
Twin telepathy. Into the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they like edited it to be seem. And yeah. It was also seemingly related to the blackout. Because there was a blackout earlier in the pub. Now there's a blackout now. Like, apparently it's, like, a thing that happens. I wonder if PG&E has something to do with this.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our local electric company. Yeah.
I actually did watch a show that's, like, based in Oakland. And one of the, like, ongoing... I don't know if it's, like, a joke or not. But, like, one of the ongoing things was, like, rolling blackouts. Because they're in Oakland. And it was a direct reference to PG&E.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
I feel like this year there's been more blackouts than usual here, like at home.
Yeah.
Like, because there's like unplanned ones and there's also planned ones a lot. I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, like, knock on
like
wood.
Out for the whole day. I'm like, this is weird.
Up here, we haven't had blackouts recently at all. Like, only a couple times since I've lived up here, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but the fire alarm does go off a lot, so that's arguably worse, and they shut off our water all the time, so.
Oh, why do they shut off
the water? Like, literally, like, every other week, they're like, we found a leak in the laundry room, we're gonna have to shut off the water for the whole day. I'm like.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's literally, like, I would rather, I don't know, I guess that's hard. I think I would rather have the power go out than... then the water shut off. No, I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
They're both bad.
Yeah. I mean, the power being off is not terrible when it's daytime.
That's true. That's true.
It's, like, still light out. But, like, at nighttime, it's, like, so annoying. Because, like, you can't see anything.
Yeah. You can't watch lanterns TV. Around.
Yeah. And then you have to make sure your phone is charged, like, beforehand.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's true. Water, you just, like, can't drink.
Can't, like, flush.
I mean, you can't flush. And you can't wash your hands.
Wash your hands, yeah.
Can't do laundry.
I mean, as long as you, like, have, like, a gallon of water that you can take around, I guess.
I don't want thinking about this. It's making me sad.
Yeah. You should have some, like, emergency water or something.
I should, but, you know.
Well.
Here I am.
Oh, also the bad thing about a power outage is that you can't use the fridge.
This is true.
Because, yeah, your food will go bad if you open the doors.
This is true. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm going to say I'm very grateful for electricity and water. So.
True.
Thank you. I watched this. This is so bad. I watched interview of, yeah, truly. It's this video of interview with Tom Holland. And he was saying that, like, because, like, he grew up, like, acting and stuff, like when he got his own place, like he didn't understand that you had to like pay for water, so like he just like never paid for water, and so then he's like he like had water but like he was like overdue in the bill for like months, and then finally he figured out like he was supposed to pay for it. I don't know, maybe he didn't say they did, maybe they did and that's how he figured it out. I don't know, but he like said he like never, he didn't know that, he thought water was just free.
Well, I guess in an apartment, can they shut off your water? If you don't
probably not it. Probably not.
Yeah, they'll just like charge you extra maybe.
Well, like late, all the apartments I've lived in, you pay water through the apartment complex, so like they could evict you, I guess, if you stopped paying for water.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so they wouldn't shut it off, but they would
they'd be like
hey, if you don't pay this then you're not. But Tom Holland's like a rich person, so like he like probably had his own house. Yeah, and then like they could shut off his water. Yeah. Yeah, but
that's so funny. They should like, I mean, that's true, you know, if you never like rented anything,
yeah,
like you wouldn't know, right?
Because
you live at home, you don't really think about it,
right? And I imagine like if you're like an actor, and because he said he just like, you know, like he would just live wherever he was filming something, so right. Like I feel like they would like the studio would like put you up in a place, right? Or you stay at a hotel or something, so like you're not like actively paying for it, or if you are, you're like you're not paying directly to the place, like
right,
your agent or whoever is paying.
Yeah, they would probably like give you like one fee for right. Like living expenses,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's like, wow, what a time.
It's a different world.
Wow. All right. Back at the hotel, Morrow breaks into the locked room and finds a woman tied up that looks like his mom. She attacks him, and Thomas finds him knocked out. He brings him to bed and tells him it was just a bad dream.
Uh-oh.
This is the scene that got me a bit. I was like, Maybe there's something to this show. Because before this, I was kind of like, I don't really like, it's like, okay, but I like don't really get it. But then this twist was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Something's going on here.
Yeah. So I'm still confused. Like, who is this lady?
Same.
Is she like her evil twin? Or is she like a ghost?
This makes me think, like, yeah. Demon
that's like looking like her mom.
Right. Like, what is this? Because it's giving, like, because the dad was like, oh, it's just a bad dream. It makes me think that, like, Anna did, like, walk in on her evil twin or whatever, like, killing her mom. And then her dad was like, it was just a bad dream. And so now she thinks it's, like, a bad dream. But it actually happened, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also sus that, like, they're like she has twins. That means there's a twin gene in her family, you know?
Oh, yeah. But like, why would, like, that's a pretty bad parent, right? To like lock up your child in the basement.
Or maybe, okay, so maybe like her dad's like a scientist and that's actually a clone.
Oh, he's doing like some weird experiments.
Yeah. Ooh. It's giving Pretty Little Liars Spencer's evil twin that has a Cockney accent, you know?
Oh.
You didn't watch Pretty Little Liars, did you?
This twin is, like, American.
Yeah, exactly. Like the evil twin is just... In the final season, they reveal that Spencer actually has, like, an evil twin that, like, grew up in England and was, like, abandoned by her, like, adoptive family because had problems. And then, like, the actress that played Spencer, like, watched – I don't know what she watched. Like, she watched, like, a specific, like, British TV show to get the accent.
And like, it was Downton Abbey or something?
No. That's, like, a posh accent, right? She watched, like, one of their reality shows, I think. Like, the Only Way is Essex, I think. Oh. Maybe that one?
In England, right?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I think the actual, the British version of Jersey Shore is Geordie Shore, specifically.
Oh.
But yes, it's also a similar reality show. But yeah, it was just like a very thick, like, Cockney accent that was like not, like, it was very like cartoonish.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So, it was like, she needs to have a Cockney accent.
That's the end of the episode, so big twist at the end.
So we still don't know what's actually going on here.
Yeah, I kind of just want to look up spoilers, like, not going to lie. Like, I kind of just want to look up what it is instead of watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Should we look it up?
Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Could. Let's see.
I mean, do you care personally?
Not really. I mean, I think it was a fine episode, but
yeah,
like, maybe this is one of those shows that you need to like watch a few episodes to get into.
Yeah, I think there's only like seven episodes.
Not that much happened.
Yeah,
in this episode I was like, okay, I don't know why everyone hates them.
Yeah,
you know, like, what's going on? Are they special?
Yeah, unclear. I'm gonna look it up though, because I need to know. I'm gonna look up what happens at the end of the show, because I want to know who this evil mom twin is. Like, imagine you found out your mom had an evil twin. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I'd be like, why were you hiding this? Like, yeah, that would be so weird to like see someone who like looks like your parent and then it's like actually not them. I mean, I guess people do have twins as parents, but you could probably tell them apart.
So it is a doppelganger, but I don't know what that means.
So is it like a person, like a human, or is it like a scary non-human thing?
Okay, I found it. There is a curse of Curon, The legend told in the series is that when someone hears the ringing of the church bells, it signals that they will soon die. The curse is that the person's doppelganger will emerge from the lake and will try to kill the real person.
Oh.
So her doppelganger must have come out of the lake and tried to kill Anna, and then her dad, like, protected her from the doppelganger. Yeah. And that's why he was like, you have to leave.
Oh, because the... Oh, because the doppelganger is still trying to kill her.
I guess right? I think that makes sense, because that's why she's like, tied up. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Spooky.
And then it, like, accidentally killed the mom instead?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe the mom, because the mom's, like, getting in her way or something. Like, maybe it's, like, they'll kill anyone in their way. It's giving Ravenswood a bit, you know?
Yeah.
The whole, like, curse of the town situation.
Right.
I think this was done better than Ravenswood.
They had doppelgangers too, right?
Yeah, because it's like the reincarnations of the same person.
Yeah.
Because they had the like, wow. A lot of Pretty Little Liars references this episode. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I should watch this. It kind of looks good, even though I know the twist now. But that's fine. I don't know. I just like...
Just forget about that part.
Yeah. Not that I like don't enjoy... shows with subtitles, you know, like, it's fine, like, I don't mind watching a non-English show, but you have to, like, be in the right, like, I can't be doing anything else, you know, while watching it, because you won't understand what's mm-hmm. happening unless you're reading all the subtitles the whole time. So you have to, like,
yeah,
I don't know, I tend to do other things while I watch TV, so
yeah,
it's harder.
I always get distracted,
yeah,
because I like to, yeah, I like to do things as well,
yeah,
I like play a game or something. I'm getting my watching TV.
I've gotten really into Sudoku recently.
Oh, I love Sudoku.
So I've been doing that.
Nice.
And then crocheting, obviously.
Yeah. Did you make anything new?
I pretty much finished my Nal cardigan, but
oh, nice.
The needle I have, like the yarn needle I have, is too big. It doesn't fit in the buttons, so I need to get a new needle so I can like sew the buttons on. Mm. So that's the only thing I've left. I made a laptop case. But I need to sew on the button for that. And now I'm working on this, like, oh, I'm making my grandpa this, like, these, like, crochet, they're, like, a crochet, like, cover for, like, photo frames. Like, I ordered these, like, round photo frames on Amazon. And then, like, I made these, like, round covers that go over the frames. Like, I found, like, a pattern that's, like, for these specific frames. And then I'm going to put photos in them. And then I'm going to, like, sew them together and, like, they hang on the wall. They're, like, little.
Oh,
they're, like,
cute.
This big. So that's, like, his birthday's, like, next week. So I'm trying to finish it and mail it out before his birthday.
Oh, cute.
I have a couple other ones in process. I don't know. I have, like, 5 different projects I'm in the middle of. Because I keep running out of, like, certain types of yarn. So then, like, okay, I'm like, well, I can't finish that project. Gotta move on to another one.
I have so much yarn now. Like,
same.
I just have, like, piles of yarn. I'm like, oops.
I needed, like, a little bit of a couple colors for the cardigan to finish it. And now I have, like, 2 skeins of, like, random colors that I probably won't use for other things. So I'm like, I gotta figure out what to use these for. It's, like, a gold and, like, a bright blue. When I move back, we could, like, share yarn.
That's true.
Like, if you're like, I need a blue, and then I'm like, I need a pink, it's like, okay, we can swap.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And we can have That's our, true. Like, crochet parties.
Yeah. Crochet night.
Yeah, I saw this TikTok where it was, like, my mom and her, like, friends, like, all knit together, and they, like, hang out, and they call it Stitch and Bitch. And I was like, that's fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So we should have Stitch and Bitch nights. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, that's the end of the episode.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, you can follow us on or you can like and subscribe and write a review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week we'll be watching Love, Victor.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.